The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a fractured Conservative Party, striking workers, the Northern Ireland Protocol deadlock, the list of challenges for the new British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is pretty extensive. Is he up to the task or is he living in a little bit of la-la land? With me now, we've got media coach, journalist and broadcaster Enda Brady, my former colleague in Sky News. Enda, Happy New Year to you.
Jonathan, Happy New Year to you as well. Let's see what it brings.
He is in a bit of a bubble right now. He's just looking at a video that he posted just 2 days ago. And he's jumping in like a Duracell bunny, as if somehow none of the problems on his tray have anything to do with him or the party that's been in power for the last 12 years. There is a huge disconnect in his premiership.
Yeah, there is. Look, he's got a massive in-tray. I mean, on top of everything you just mentioned, you've got the migrant crisis as well. 46,000 people reached the UK last year in those dinghies coming across from Calais to Dover. So a huge in-tray. And I think, yeah, the problem Sunak has is that he has nobody to lay the blame at anyone else's door. I mean, the Conservatives have been in power for 12 years now. And we've got a fractured healthcare system here. Everything seems to be creaking. And I think the one thing everyone in the UK will be trying to hope for that happens in 2023 is a return to stability and calmness, because last year was a hell of a roller coaster ride.
And when you look at the layers, and it is layers upon layers of dysfunction in the UK at the moment, let's just deal with the NHS, because we've been talking about health here. That is the jewel in the crown. That's what British people feel proudest of. And yet we might think it's a little bit normal compared to what we deal with in Ireland, but the system is crumbling. Nurses are striking. You've got people giving horror stories about emergency departments that people aren't used to hearing. And really, the response of the British government is, well, it's terrible, isn't it? But those cursed nurses and their strikes are making it worse. The paramedics, it's their fault. It's the doctor's fault. It's everyone's fault except theirs.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have any answers right now. I mean, you only have to go on social media and you will be bombarded with horror stories about what has been going on in the health service here for months. I mean, nurses are striking. They've even got food banks in British hospitals, not a word of a lie. So nurses really struggling, even doing extra shifts, struggling to make ends meet every single month. Food banks in hospitals. Horror stories from patients, ambulances queuing dozens and dozens of them, and patients waiting in the back of those ambulances to get treatment and sometimes waiting for hours. Even stories doing the rounds over the weekend that they were running out of canisters of oxygen in some hospitals. I mean, this is all on the Conservative government and how a multimillionaire like Sunak, married to a billionaire, manages to spin his way out of this remains to be seen.
Up in the top left-hand corner of the Sky News screen, where the Brexit countdown used to be, which I think is rather ironic, there is now a list of the unions that are on strike today. And it is a long list. What is the attitude of the British public towards these strikes? Because, I mean, I know from experience here that everybody supports the workers for about 3 days and then they start getting annoyed with them. And then kind of, you know, a resolution will somehow be found because they realise, we have to reach an agreement here, otherwise everyone's going to be blamed for it not working. There is a very different approach at the moment on the government side to dealing with these striking workers, but what is the public opinion towards those striking workers, particularly the rail workers who've been out the longest?
I think right now people support them, and I think you make a very valid point that in the short term there will be support, but the longer it goes on, I think people will get irritated. And it's, you know, this is not just something that just developed in the last week or 2 weeks. This has been going on a very long time. I think people have seen erosion of their living standards. Wages are not what they were. Your money doesn't buy what it used to buy. Your energy bills are going through the roof. Mortgages have gone up 9 months on the spin. And I think people are really struggling. And I think there's a common kind of empathy for the working man and woman that they deserve more. They need more. And it's interesting that the government's response seems to be not to sit around the table, not to offer any more. And the end result is we've got now the beginning of a 48-hour rail strike. Then on Thursday, the train drivers themselves go out. And then Friday, another 48-hour strike across the rail network. So the return to work this week has effectively been pushed back another week. And I think a lot of people will be simply working from home, Zooming, Skyping, and not going into offices.
The ground zero of all of this mess, of course, is Brexit and the ideological purity of Brexit and the decisions that followed from that. There was an interesting poll yesterday on the Independent, the British Independent. Two-thirds of Britons now support a future referendum on rejoining the EU. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to vote to rejoin it, but it just shows that the veneer of Brexit, whatever was left of it, seems to be washing away.
It's completely gone. It's over. It's been an economic disaster for the United Kingdom, including the erosion of its name and its reputation internationally. And you look at the drain of resources, how many organizations have left this country, how many people have gone back to their own countries and taken their skill set with them. I think it has been a catastrophe for the UK, and this was inflicted by, ultimately, conservative politicians, people who put signs on buses that said £350 million a week extra for the National Health Service. That wouldn't even touch the surface at the moment, and it's not going into it. So I think at some point in the next decade, there will be another referendum on rejoining the European Union in some shape or form.
When you look at the current mess, I mean, even our slightly dysfunctional system would have called an election by now. I mean, there's no way that an Irish coalition where one party was being blamed so vociferously for problems wouldn't have been brought down. Yet you're on your watch, your third unelected prime minister now with Rishi Sunak. You are looking next at, he's third. And you're looking at what, another 18 months of this government to run before the people actually get a say?
Yes. So there has to be an election before December 24. So they've got potentially 24 months. He's not going to get that far. You're right. I think anywhere else would have called an election by now. I mean, peak Truss after 35 to 40 days of Truss, I think another opposition leader would have really been turning the screw to say enough is enough here. Let the people decide. And what they've had now is a few weeks of stability, calmness, Sunak telling everyone that, you know, just believe in me. I can't tell you what my great ideas are right now, but just believe in me. His whole mantra seems to be to calm the markets down, try and get inflation under control. And he keeps telling the workers that they can't have pay rises because that would bake in inflation, and inflation is the enemy. So he doesn't have any great ideas that we've seen so far. I mean, you saw that video he put out over Christmas where he went to help in a homeless shelter and asked the homeless man, did he fancy working in finance?
Yeah, again, a little bit out of touch, one might argue. But of course, the one thing I'll say, Enda, just to finish up, is the British public loves a good distraction. And if you look at what the media is going to become obsessed with over the next week or so, it won't be the crisis in the NHS, it won't be the striking train drivers, it won't be the mess the Conservatives have made of Brexit. It will be an interview that one man gave about his brother and his father.
Yes, so we have the latest installment of the House of Windsor psychodrama. We go from the Conservative psychodrama to the House of Windsor's step forward, Prince Harry, bang on cue, a massive distraction. The government will welcome this, obviously. He's sitting down with Tom Bradby from ITN. The interview's done. It will go out on ITV over the weekend on Sunday. And already we've seen the trailer where he says he misses his father, he misses his brother, he misses his family, but he doesn't want a family that's also an institution. And I think as much as people will in time get heartily sick of strikes here in unions, I think ultimately the public have really got sick of hearing this kind of non-stop drip, drip from Harry and Meghan.
Absolutely. I wonder how long it'll be before they blame them for the crisis in the NHS. Enda Brady, media coach, journalist and broadcaster, thanks very much for joining us this morning. A quick text on this. Out of curiosity, how would England go about rejoining the EU, and would they be accepted back? Yeah, it wasn't part of the plan, you see. Rule Britannia. It's sunlit uplands. Everything's going to be brilliant. No downsides, they were told. I don't think there'll be a hugely sympathetic ear when it does come around. But when you look at like what Leo Varadkar said about the Northern Ireland Protocol, when he says that both sides dealt with it badly, what he meant was the British dug their heels into the point at which it was unacceptable and the EU had to stand up to them. And had we some sanity in the room, we'd never have gotten that far. But it'll take a long time for sanity to come back and for the relations between the United Kingdom and the rest of the world to be somewhat normalised after the self-inflicted damage caused.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
By Brexit.